to 810. Start your message with the word UCB. Now, I did promise you a special, special interview today, and I love catching up with people that inspire me and are doing some great things. And I want to welcome to the show a great friend, Lorna, who runs a wonderful organisation called The King's Room. And she is stepping out with a team of great, great people to put on a, well, I'm going to call it like a mini festival, really. It's a huge, wonderful event, and it's going to take place in Bedford. But let me welcome to the show right now, Lorna. Good morning to you, Lorna.
Good morning, Sandra. And it is a good morning, isn't it? We've got lovely, bright sunshine. It's fantastic.
Yay! I know. It's brilliant. And it is something to smile about. We've been talking about smiling throughout the show, really, and why smiling is good for you. So I'm just going to throw my smile out there as I talk to you and hope it catches. Some of the presenters here are thinking, what's the matter with her? But anyway, I'm smiling. I'm being committed to it. How are you since I last saw you?
You know, I'm actually really, really, really good. This kind of weather, as you can hear in my voice, usually I'm quite croaky. You caught me at a good time. Yeah. So if you called me a couple of hours earlier, I'd have sounded like a bit like Kermit the Frog, with a deeper voice.
All right. Well, I won't ask too many taxing questions, but I have got to ask this one. This event, which is called Praise in the Park, is your initiative. Now, tell us, all about it. What's it all about?
Well, basically, it's about reaching out to the community. It's about creating unity, fun, music, and just connecting with people in the local community in Bedford. We're working alongside McCodgick, which is Miracle Church of God in Christ. And basically, they wanted to reach out to the community and put on an event where they could hear fantastic music, where the kids can see puppetry, poetry, and even a dance troupe, you know. So it's really a fantastic time for the community to come out and see a bit of the church outside of the four walls.
I'm intrigued with that. You know I am. That's definitely the kind of thing that rings well, just true for me, getting the church outside into the open air and doing exactly what you're doing. Well, just before we go on and find out a little bit more about some of the performers, I mean, what you're an amazing lady doing your own thing. I mean, when did God hijack you with this idea?
It's interesting that you coined that phrase, hijacking. Now, with this particular idea about going out and having an outdoor festival, this actually, for me, was way back in 2004. And it's been quite a journey, but I won't sort of bore the listeners with the long story, but I'll just summarise it as this. It's been on my heart, if you like, for a long time, but I didn't have the resources or connections, if you like, at the time. And then, during a chance phone call back in March, I actually expressed this view that I had, with the Bishop of McCodgick Church. I said, this is something that I really love to do. And he said, I've had that same viewpoint. Why don't we do this together? And I was like, okay. Yes, let's do that. And I suddenly realised, hold on, this could be a really, really huge thing. What am I saying? Why did I keep quiet? But in all fairness, it started about 2004.
Wow. I'm glad you, I know, of course you were daunted, but not too daunted. And actually doing it together and having a team of people with you is definitely the right way forward. So I'm absolutely excited. Now, you did mention there's going to be things like puppetry, there's going to be things like artists there. But let's just talk a little tiny bit, just give everyone a little bit of flavour, because food is going to play a huge part of this, because I'm getting down with that Caribbean food. Oh, tell us about that.
That's also, we have TKL Catering, which is a division of the King's Room London. Basically, we do what's called Carib English food. Yes. So it's basically Caribbean recipes with an English twist. So, for example, we have loved up chicken curry, which we didn't call it loved up chicken curry. It was actually named after somebody that... a dear friend of ours who we invited round for dinner one day, and we made this chicken curry, which was it's basically a spin-off from the chicken, traditional English chicken casserole, because it has boneless chicken pieces with carrots, potatoes, and dumplings. Mm. But dumplings, not done English style, done Caribbean style. So you had the combination of the two kind of ideas, if you like, a fusion of the two. And she said, what's the special ingredient? This is really tasty. What's the special ingredient in this? And we said, no special ingredient. And then the chef, which is my husband, John, said, oh, it's just loved up. And she goes, oh, I love it. It's loved up. That's the reason. Loved up chicken curry.
Oh, wow. Well, that's just one of the amazing things that you're going to be producing on the day. And I want people to be left with a wonderful taste. So a smile on their faces and a wonderful feeling and taste in their mouths, you know, licking their lips almost, to just entice them to come. I know you've got some other amazing food that you're going to be preparing on the day. So that's one thing. But let's have a little chat about the artist, because you're like me. I love promoting up-and-coming artists. This is definitely an event for young people to attend. I want to play a little bit of a track from one of your artists who's going to be performing on that day. Her name is Tremaine. Let's have a little listen to her before we do anything else. Goodness, I'm loving the groove. That is Tremaine. She is amazing, isn't she?
Awesome. I mean, yeah, she's a fantastic lady. She's actually a local school teacher by day.
School teacher?
And a singer songwriter by night, yeah.
I love it,
She's a local school teacher in the local Bedford area. And, you know, we do have, you know, a wealth of talent and performances from local residents in the area, you know, who live there. I mean, the musicians grew up there, especially Stephen, mm-hmm. And we have Matthew. They, you know, they went to school there, grew up in Bedford, and, you know, Bedford knows them. And we have Christine Reed, which is also a local person, and Mark James.
Wow.
Who's also a local person. So, it's not just, for example, artists up from London. We have a great mix of local talent and local businesses there. Wow. So it's fantastic.
I am excited. I'm looking forward to hosting this. It's going to be fantastic. And that's just a little taste of one artist. We'll play out with another artist who's singing a great song called My Deliverer. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But just to say to everyone listening, you know, this is a multi-genre as well. You're going to hear all sorts of music and dance opportunities as well to just enjoy. Young children as well. I think there's a dance troupe, isn't there, with the youngest dancer being what age is that, Lorna?
She's 10, actually, tender age of 10.
Wow.
Just a little something about that dance troupe. They all do their own choreography. So three sisters who all work together to do their own little routine. It's really awesome. Family affair.
All right. Well, listen, what I haven't said is where this great event is in Bedford.
Yes, it's important. Right. It's at the Addison Howard Park, which is in Kempston, which is Bedford, and postcode for your sat-nav is MK42 8AP.
And
it's on Saturday.
This Saturday.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock right through till 8 o'clock in the evening. So loads of time to come in and take it all in. Mm-hmm. Come and have a burger. Come and have a hot dog. And we've even got a vegan dish. So if you're vegan, yes, we do. We have catered for you. We haven't forgotten about you. There'll just be something for everyone. Bouncy castle, face painting, and puppetry.
It's all there.
Yeah, loads of stuff.
It's absolutely fantastic. And it's worth mentioning that this is free, isn't it? A free event.
Oh, yes. It's entirely free. No payment at all. You just come along and take it all in. It's actually one of the main things that we wanted to do to reach out to the community was not to charge to come into an event. It's in the park, it's in the open air, and we are going to have good weather.
We are going to have great weather.
Come on out, you know, bring the children, bring the whole family, and just come and have a good time. You don't have to worry about paying extra entry. Just come in and take in the music, the poetry, the fun.
Thank you so much, Lorna, for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's a day to go, but thank you. I really appreciate you taking that time and just telling us and enthusing us with what's going to be a fantastic day. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Keep smiling and keep cooking and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, you and the team as well.
Thank
praying
so
God's
much.
Blessing. You are very, very, very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Isn't that great? Fantastic opportunity to go along.